British time.
British time.
British time.
British time.
Tonight on TMSPM, YouTube sucks.
The nanny loses another one.
Giant gobs.
Pornhub makes you blind.
Superman is ready for his close-up.
App time.
Your Twitter questions and more on this episode of TMSPM.
This is the morning stream, but it's not in the morning, it's at night. TMS PM.
That's weird. Go up. Oh. Hey, everybody, it's TMS PM, and for some reason the music got here. There it is.
Oh, that's gonna play it again. All right, fine.
That's fine, whatever. Hey, it doesn't matter. It's TMS PM, the PM edition of the show on Thursday, June the 16th, 2016. I'm Scott. That's Brian.
Hello.
6-16-16 today.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
Is that cool?
6-1-6-1-6.
Yeah, it's the number of the beast, and as we know... no, here we are. It's, you know...
It's a number of the beast with a bunch of ones in the middle of it.
Yeah, what does that mean? It must mean something.
It should be like Marvel, right? Because isn't all the main stuff takes place on Earth 616.
Oh, you're right about that.
So
maybe they're small. Each one represents a small phallic symbol.
Sure, that's it. Yes.
I'm sure that's cracked
the code.
Absolutely. It's good to be back. Thanks, everybody, for being here. I got a quick comment I'd like to make about YouTube commenters.
Okay.
So this is me commenting on a commenter.
Commenter commenting. Okay. Comments about commenters.
All of that and more. So Seth Meyers put out a video. Well, it was part of his late night show, but then it's on YouTube as well.
Okay, hey, Seth Meyers. Seth Meyers.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. For the, who took over for?
I was like, for some reason, I was thinking you were watching Russ Meyers videos.
No. Okay. So Seth Meyers used to be SNL anchor dude. Mm-hmm. I don't really watch the show, but there's this video floating around where he slams Trump and basically rips him a new one, and also pledges to not have Trump on the show ever again. Mm-hmm. Or if he does, it'll be when he doesn't win the election. In other words, they don't want to give him a platform to do anything.
Sure.
And makes the reason sense. They're doing that is because Trump won't let the Washington Post come to any more of his events because he doesn't like their reporting, which if you're not in favor of Trump, I think he kicks you out. And if you're in favor of him, he lets you in. So because of that, they've decided to, we're not going to have you on the show. I don't know that Trump cares. It's Seth Meyers. It's not that big a deal. It's like some midnight show. So I watch the video. He makes a bunch of good points. It's fine. And then I do this thing I always swear I'm not going to do. I scroll down just a little bit.
Yeah, you need to turn those off.
And there's this little place, Brian, that says comments.
Yeah.
5,116. I also looked at the likes and dislikes. So we're almost 900,000 views. 8,788 likes, 3,740 dislikes. So some controversy, obviously. We're a little split on this, right? So I scroll down here and I'm thinking, oh, this will be where everybody goes, oh, wow, I didn't know Trump said that. That's bad. No, it's horrible stuff. Like
that sounds way too rational. That sounds like bizarro world YouTube.
Yeah, it doesn't.
That
work.
Was a very interesting video. Yeah. I appreciate you sharing that with us.
Yeah, and it's like, for example, I'm going to give you one here that really bothered me. Well, here's one. Trump had the only logical response to the shooting. All you cucks can wake up one day. What's a cuck? Do you know?
I don't know.
Cuck, C-U-C-K, cuck. I don't know what that is. I've never heard of a cuck.
I didn't either. Can we find Trump audio of that? Of him saying that?
I don't think he said it. But like cuckold, maybe? Is that a shortening of that? What's a cuckold? I don't even know what that is.
Like, in marriage terms, it's a husband that just does whatever his wife says.
Yeah. Here's the other one.
Isn't that what a cuckold is?
Is it? I don't know. You may be right. I'm going to take your word for it until someone tells us different in the chat, which they'll probably do because that's what they do. But then there's this one in here that says, and I don't know if I should read this out loud.
Oh, no. A husband of an adulteress.
Oh. Well, then why is he using it? So it's not that then. It's too out of context. Why would he use that?
No, that's...
You cucks. It's YouTube. You can say any horrible thing you want.
Correction right there.
All right. Then there are notes like... Sigh, and I used to think you were funny. So just how big was that paycheck from Hillary again?
I'm sure Hillary, that's her main focus is, well, if I give money to Seth Meyers, he'll say something bad about Trump.
Right.
Yeah, that's what it's going to require is money for for people to talk about what a dork Donald Trump is.
And by the way, this isn't me.
We're not going to check either, people.
Right. And this isn't me looking at these comments going, geez, let me see who supports Trump or is against Trump. I don't care about that. The humanity in here, or lack thereof, is disturbing. So there's this one guy here that says, I'm going to say it out loud because I just think I need to say it. It's PM, right? We can say things on the night edition.
Yeah, right. It's almost TMS blue.
When are all you fags and Nancys going to grow up and realize that Trump is your man?
Oh, jeez. Oh.
He's such I want to go to lunch with this douche and see what he's like in real life. Like, I really want to sit down with this guy and see if this isn't just his weird fantasy to act out being a butthole on the internet, or if in person he's this like normal guy who's just hiding this tendency.
Yeah, we may have wanted to issue an NSFW disclaimer.
Well, you know, whatever. It's the old F word that used to be permissible. You guys know the context.
Still,
I mean,
and people in the UK are saying, what? Cigarettes?
Right.
The vote for Trump? Cigarettes?
Yeah, they'll just drop the C word over there because they don't give up.
Right.
But anyway, my point is, what a douche. Like, this is just, and it's mostly douches. Like, why is it only douches talking up?
I wish, it'd be great as if I had magical powers.
Yeah.
I'd make it so that people who put comments on YouTube would have to walk around all day long with little floating word balloons of their comments hovering above them, so everyone around them could read them. So they go into Starbucks and it's, a comment about a Scarlett Johansson interview on Kimmel.
Yeah.
And they say, she's got a nice rack, but her face is kind of crummy. And he has to walk around with that face or with that comment just hovering above him all day long.
Yeah, dude. And you got to use your real name from now on. And there was a background check about what a wiener you are and that you sit around looking at your neighbor's house while you play with your fiddle-a-diddler a little bit.
While you stir your grits.
Here's one. Again, you can have an opinion. I don't mind that. Let people talk, let them have the conversation. Right. But he says, there's no proof that Trump is a racist, just ridiculous. Stupid libtards make me ill. So someone else said, he said a judge couldn't do his job because of his ethnic background. That's a textbook definition of racist comments. And that was just this month. That's a pretty decent response. Yeah, and it is actually on the record that that's what he did, by the way. So then later, this guy goes, LOL, incorrect, in all caps. Mexican is not a race. It's a nationality. Read a book or something, libtard. So, look,
how is that not an offensive comment? Like, somebody defending, saying that this person never said anything offensive, and then using a very offensive term to kind of back that up really kind of defeats the purpose.
The contradictions flow like honey and milk here in the YouTube world. And
why why do you look
now at that? Now, that's the point. Everybody at home right now, and you, and everyone listening live are all saying the same thing. Scott, don't be naive. That's what this place is.
Yeah, it's a festering.
But is it okay for me to wish we were better than this?
Oh, of course.
We should be better than this. We're human beings, for heaven's sakes. We should be able to, like, have a conversation about a thing, even serious things, even hard to talk about things, and not go, libtard!
Should be, but not. Should be.
Doesn't happen that way. I wouldn't go out there if I were you. Yeah, it's real bad.
Yeah.
Wow. Making fun of a presidential candidate who actually wants to protect us, the people, on place of criticizing failure of current administration to keep us safe is simply terrible and distasteful. Not funny, just sad, disappointing, low energy, not a fan. And and here's the other problem. I can't tell when someone's kidding or not.
Right, right. Well, when they throw in the low energy, not a fan, I mean, that's been, we've bandied that that name played around quite a bit on this show. You even got that tweet, that Trump tweet, birthday tweet, shared on an article.
Yeah, that I didn't expect that, and
was hilarious.
It was so quick; it was like an hour later. Not even that, and it showed up on this list of funniest tweet responses to Donald Trump's birthday because he turned 70 the other day.
Right,
and mine was, it's Donald Trump's birthday. Low energy, not a fan. That was it.
Which was great.
Just a little fun, little poke. Well, an hour later, I'm up there, and the comments are freaking seething at anyone who's in that list, and I was starting to fear for myself. Like, oh my gosh, all these Trump people are going to be mad at me. But anyway,
I bet there's a plugin or something that hides YouTube comments so you don't accidentally start reading them and fall down that
Has to be like a keyword or something where I could say, don't show me anything with the name Trump or anything with the word.
Oh, no, I mean, I think there's probably something you can put in your, there's probably a Google extension for Chrome or whatever, Vivaldi or whatever you're using, maybe some way of doing it where you can just disable comments.
I guess you could probably just kill it altogether, right?
Actually, hey, when Mac OS next one, whatever it is, comes out.
Sierra, it's called.
11, Sierra, that's right, yes. I'm really getting tired of the names, actually. It's hard to keep track of the numbers because I honestly, if you were to say, what are you using right now? I'd have to think for a minute before I was like, and is it Yosemite or is it El Capitan?
I think Sierra is better than El Capitan because El Capitan is annoying to say. Even though it's a cool thing. It's a nice little peak over there. I get it.
What operating system are you running? The Captain.
The Captain. Oh, actually, start doing that. The General. The Private. The Corporal. I like that.
What they were doing, the cats, too. It's like, all right, you know, Apple, come on. I'm a big fan, but...
low energy.
Low energy. You know, do something... If you want to make it names, do what Linux does and do the alliterative alphabetical names, you know, like Happy Hershey's or whatever.
Sure. Oh, can I just say, wait, I want to, you know how you're in a boat sometimes and too many people are on one side and the boat's like almost going to tip over on that side?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let me quickly just, correct the boat so that we're not drowning.
Okay, do I need to say something bad about Clinton just to kind of even things out?
About Hillary Clinton, I'm going to say this. When she said delete your account to Donald Trump, which is like the kid thing to say to everybody when you're having a fight on social media.
Your account? I don't know.
Oh, you didn't know about this? All right. So on Twitter, he had this horrible response to the people who got killed down there. He says, I appreciate all the congrats on me being right about this. Like some bullshit, horrible tweet. And her response was, delete your account. Which is a thing that like a 14-year-old girl says to another 14-year-old girl when she says something stupid on Instagram. Okay?
Right.
A lot of people thought that was real funny. I think it sucked because what you did, Billary Clinton, is you lowered yourself down to this stupid shit level that we're trying to get ourselves out of. So
exactly.
Knock it off. You're not helping when you do that.
It's the ultimate in feeding because now he's got more material. Oh, well, Scheming Hillary or whatever. I don't even know what nickname he's got.
Crooked,
for today.
I think. Crooked Hillary.
Crooked Hillary.
Yeah. Crooked Hillary. Lion Ted. Little
Marco.
Little Marco.
Old man Kasich. I don't know what.
Yeah. What was his case? I don't think he had a Kasich.
Not creepy Kasich. I don't know what his nickname was for Kasich. But
I like Creepy Kasich a lot.
Creepy Kasich. Yeah. But you know, now he's got it. Now he can like ride that wave for a little while. Oh, Crooked Hillary now wants me to delete my account. Oh, Crooked Hillary can't handle me tweeting. Well,
It'll just keep going.
Yeah,
just exactly. Just like me reading these stupid ass comments. So
the best thing to do is to make some intelligent response that'll make Trump question whether or not it's about him.
I don't think that's possible, but yes, you're right.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. I don't think it's actually possible that he'll think about anything but him, but I think you're right.
I think if you make it intelligent enough.
Maybe. There's a chance.
Yeah.
You're saying there's a chance. All right. Well, anyway, everyone just knock it off and be nice for heaven's sakes.
Yeah. Delete your account.
Yeah, delete your account. All right, we're gonna dive into the news because we have news and it's news, so here's the news.
Radio today is different. Powerful networks span the nation from coast to coast. Shortwave radio girdles the globe.
It's the news, and it's not brought by anybody.
It's brought to you by the letter P and the number M.
No, that's not bad. So what is the PM? Oh, because PM, like, what does PM stand for? Never thought
prime
about
meridian.
That. Oh.
Antimeridian, prime meridian.
Okay, so it's not like, okay, AC.
After Monday.
ACDC
and
is.
And pre-Monday.
And pre-Monday, got it. Okay. Let's.
Post-meridian?
Is it post-meridian?
I thought it was
post-meridian
antimeridian
time?
And prime meridian. No?
I think I learned this when I was like in grade school and I don't remember.
Pumbaa meridian?
Pumbaa meridian.
I'll have you know, if you look at the chat room, there's now a word about Pumbaa and it's coming.
Yeah. Rafiki meridian.
Oh, that's right. Okay. You know what? FWG Mills, that's right. It is anti and post. Yes.
Okay. Anti and post. Yes, it's Pumbaa.
Post-meridian.
All right. In the news, our first story, the evening news here. We're catching you up before your bedtime, everybody.
Yeah.
Right. The nanny. Remember the nanny?
I remember that show existing, but I have not watched a single episode. I'm waiting for you and Randy and Dunaway to make me watch an episode of that piece of crap.
I don't know if we ever will because it's just a bad comedy, but it was Fran Drescher going meh all the time.
Yeah, that aspect of it I'm fully familiar. And Charles Shaughnessy.
Yeah, exactly.
Previously from Days of Our Lives, he was Shane.
That's right. I remember Shane. Yeah. Shane was a big deal for a while there.
Shane was hot and heavy with Kim until the British twins came in and tried to mess things up.
Oh my gosh. The fact that you and I are familiar with that material at all is frightening. I don't know what it says about
Victor
us.
Victor Kyriakis was scheming against him.
Oh my gosh. Victor Kyriakis. Holy shit. I haven't heard those words since 87 or something. Wow. Yeah. Weird. And his daughter was... actual daughter is... what's her name? Milk Breath.
Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston's actual dad. Shortened
to Jenston.
Yeah, Jenston. Jennifer Aniston, or Jenston, as she's known by her friends.
Jen-apostrophe-ston.
Her dad was Victor Kyriakis.
Yes.
Or the actor who played him.
The actor, yeah. He's...
Anyway, weird.
Anyway. All right, so anyway.
That's so funny that you brought that name up, because now I can't get it out of my head. All right, so the nanny, they have this older lady on there. Her name is Morgan Gilbert, or G-U-I-L-bert. I don't know how you spell it. You've seen her in a million things. If you look at her face, you'll go, oh, yeah, that lady.
I'm doing that right now.
She died.
And Morgan Gilbert.
Morgan Gilbert.
Todd Freds.
Walked through 87 years of shit and came out clean.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Right.
You know the one? Her. Okay. Well, she died. 87 years old. She was a character actress who was known for things like The Dick Van Dyke Show way back in the day and The Nanny. She died Tuesday after battling cancer. Her daughter, Nora Eccleston, confirmed her death, as reported by Variety. Longtime actress was 87 years old. She's a Minnesota native, left her hometown and headed to California to study theater and begin working as a performer. By the time she was in her early 30s, Gilbert had scored the role of Millie Harper, the signature next-door neighbor on The Dick Van Dyke Show. She was also on Seinfeld a couple of times, by the way. Mm-hmm. She lived down there in the Del Boca Vista.
That's right, yes.
Yep, she was one of the ladies down there.
Don't you like the pen, Jerry?
Take the pen! Take the pen! Oh my gosh, this is such great episodes. In addition to subsequent guest roles on Dream of Jeannie, The Partridge Family, and Cheers, she got another turn at sitcoms in the 90s with Nanny alongside Fran Drescher. She would star on the Emmy-nominated show for 6 years. Why that show had an Emmy nomination, I will never understand.
Why that show lasted 6 years? Holy mackerel!
Yeah, it was like a... You know when a dog poops on the lawn and it turns white because it's been there so long in the sun? That's what that show was like.
And they just don't bother picking it up at that point?
No, you just leave it. It's part of nature now. Her co-star took to Twitter late Wednesday to honor her longtime colleague. Such a great actress, quote, unquote, says Drescher. I thank you, Annie. Thank you for all the laughs. May you be cracking them up in heaven.
May you be cracking them up in heaven.
Hey, look. That was her shtick. We're just making fun of her shtick, okay?
That's right.
I'm sure in real... Oh, I just broke a thing.
Oh, see? Right. Well, that's what happens when you play with it.
Frick.
What did you break?
Just a thing.
It's like a little, see, a little what you need, I'll send you one of these, is a little Marvin.
Yeah.
Because you can just be playing with that, and that's what I mess around with here when I'm...
A little Marvin?
A little Marvin. It's a little 3D printed keychain looking dude.
Marvin the robot?
No, he's like the 3D printer mascot.
Oh. He's like for Linux, he's like the penguin kind of.
The penguin, exactly.
Okay, yep. I get that.
He's like a thing you can download, print, and you basically use this to kind of calibrate your printer. And so I sit there and I monkey around with a little plastic toy.
Is that accepted across the board as canon for all printers? Like they're all using that as the, hey, here's our little mascot, man.
I think so. Yeah, I think because a lot of different websites that talk about 3D printing or show, you know, like different materials, we'll use a Marvin to kind of show you the...
Okay. So it's like the little Android dude or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, I can see that. You can never print a 3D Android dude. You know why? Because his arms and hands are independent from the rest of his body like Rayman, and I hate it.
It'll just fall on the ground.
I hate it. It's a bad design. I hate it.
Like Rayman.
I don't like...
I know, yeah.
I don't hate Android. I think there's some cool stuff happening on Android. I really don't like the little mascot robot. I think he's bad. Mm-hmm. He's poorly made. He looks dumb and cheap. That's all. Giant glob of Gorilla Glue has been pulled from a dog's gut.
Oh, this stuff right here.
That's the stuff. Look, Gorilla Glue right there. It's really strong stuff. Mm-hmm. The Weimaraner in Oklahoma.
Oh, I love the Weimaraners.
It's a great dog, I know. is in Oklahoma City, had an experience that is hard to stomach. He swallowed a half bottle of Gorilla Glue. Crystal Wilson said the sticky solution began when Lake, her six-month-old pup, was only a little dog, well, a little big dog, saw some glue that was being used for a home improvement project and mistook it for food. Geez, a big dumb puppy dog thinking something's eating.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Weird, weird. That night, Lake soon started showing signs of an advanced case of canine constipation, or CC as we like to call it. That's
command and conquer your constipation.
What is it in WoW though? When you're doing CC, you're doing crowd control. Yeah, crowd control, command and conquer. Those all kind of work actually.
Right.
With canine constipation.
Were you happy there was no Leroy Jenkins in the movie?
Extremely happy.
Yeah. Like some human in the background.
Yeah. I was bugged. Okay, so the only thing that bugged me about that was they had a Wilhelm scream in it. And that bugged me.
You don't like those anymore?
I'm
fine with them.
Sick of them. They're in every movie. It's like, okay, we get it. You don't have to do it every time. Every single movie doesn't have to have a Wilhelm scream in it.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they don't all, but if it's an action movie, pretty much guaranteed.
Yeah, 90% of them, yeah, right.
But I was fine with the Murloc and the other stuff. That was all fine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's see. That night, Lake soon started showing signs of an advanced case of CC. I didn't think anything about it until that night when she started vomiting, Wilson told CNN.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, Wolf Blitz are really getting the good articles. She immediately stuck her glue-gobbing pooch in the car and took her to the vet. Quote, just a small amount had been had just swollen up to the size of a turkey leg. It was huge. Pretty much took the size of her whole stomach.
Yeah, see, that's the thing with this stuff. And I use it for 3D printing, for sticking pieces together in 3D printing.
Yeah.
And what you do is you put a little glob of... Well, actually, you take the two surfaces you're gluing and you wet them. And then you put this stuff on there and you hold them together. And after a few minutes, the Gorilla Glue starts foaming up. Mm. Like packing foam.
Out of the seams, kind of?
Yeah, yeah. Oh. So, I mean, once it's done, once it's adhered, you've got to go on there with like an X-Acto knife and kind of trim off the excess.
Well, the good news is dog's fine. Gonna make it through.
Good deal.
Everything's okay now. Don't eat glue, dogs. Don't eat glue. Pornhub is in the news. They want the site to be more accessible to the blind. So instead of causing people to go blind, they'd like to be more accessible to the blind people now. That was my own little stupid
joke. Nicely done, yes.
There are more than 285 million people in the world who are blind or visually impaired, but not many porn websites cater to them. Boy, that is a lot. That's almost the entire population of the United States. That's a lot of blind people in the world.
Yeah.
Sheesh. Fortunately, Pornhub has created a new category of porn called described video that adds special narration to existing porn films. Please tell me it's like a robot voice.
No, it's women.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I want it to be. He walked in with a pizza. The lady looked at him and thought he looked good. Like, that would be great.
The music started.
Yes. We are now moving to the bedroom. So for instance, one video begins, a white woman in a cheap looking red power suit sits next to a tall, white, lanky, middle-aged man with brown hair, a white shirt, a gray suit, and red striped tie.
We gotta get audio for the show.
Is there a video here? I guess we can see this.
They have 50 enhanced audio videos. According to the article on Huffington Post, there are 50 articles.
I'm going to find one.
All right.
Here's their presentation video. Let's see if we can get it.
See how far this lasts.
Yeah, this could be bad.
A white woman in a cheap-looking red power suit sits next
that
to
thing
a
I just
tall,
read.
Lanky, white, middle-aged man with brown hair, a white shirt, gray suit, and a red striped tie. We move to an interview where we see a teen girl from the waist up sitting in a bright white room, cut to a side shot inside the cab, and a girl gets in, black hair, lots of makeup, and squeezing a nice curvy figure into a tight blue dress.
Is there anything less sexy than that?
Right.
It's like, you may as well have Siri do it.
It's about as erotic as, the late Joan Rivers and Melissa Rivers asking people what they're wearing as they're coming down the red carpet.
That's exactly what it is. It feels like one of those holiday things. Okay, here's a little bit more.
The video begins with a small Latina, dirty blonde hair, lying face down on a massage table with nothing but a small towel covering her ass.
I'm guessing that the missing word is not chalupa.
Oh, man. It is not. They offer 50 enhanced videos made from the site's top-viewed straight, female-friendly, gay, and bi videos. So there's that. I don't know why I'm advertising for them, basically.
Iceworm, please. All right. So your new task.
Yeah. Yeah, Iceworm, listen. Yeah.
As the one of us that's unmarried, can you capture some audio?
Yeah, you're a young guy living on his own, working the day, you know, doing what you got to do. Just go find. But it can't be super raunchy or anything. I want it to be goofy.
Well, if it is, then just replace the raunch with Randy going, yeah.
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 Yeah. A man with a horribly out of control beard walks into the room and says, yeah. All right.
I ever tell you about the time
I was a pizza delivery man?
Oh, that's great.
Right. What else? Superman. There's been a new Superman. There's some Superman news.
Yay. Finally, a new Superman.
Yeah, a new Superman has been cast, a brand new actor for the Supergirl series that is moving to the CW, currently on CBS. Or ABC? I don't know which one.
CW.
Well, it was on ABC or CBS, wasn't it?
Oh, it was on CBS.
Yeah, and they moved it. So, And CW is partly owned by them anyway, so it doesn't matter. But anyway, yeah. DC Entertainment announced earlier this month that Superman would be making an appearance in the next season of Supergirl. Today we learned the Superman actor is actor Tyler Hoechlin.
Tyler Hoechlin.
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 Has been cast in the iconic role. You can look for him to make a 2-episode appearance at the very beginning of season 2. Hoechlin was last seen in Richard Linklater's 80s set baseball dramedy, Everybody Wants Some. I didn't see that.
No, I haven't seen it yet either, but it's like, you know, it's apparently the 80s Dazed and Confused.
Oh, that's what that one is.
Yeah.
Oh, I did want to see that. I want to see that.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was a baseball. I didn't know it was a baseball thing.
I didn't know it was baseball either. I guess they show some scenes in the previews of them getting hit with baseballs while they're duct taped to a wall.
Is there ever a scene where somebody says, hey, you want to play outfield, center field? And he goes, no. And the other guy says, it'd be better if you did.
It would be great if Matthew McConaughey plays the same exact character in this.
Oh, man.
And just carries it through.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, it's a bummer that CW already has Brandon Routh playing the Atom.
Yeah.
Because bringing him back for this seems like it would be the perfect fit.
Yeah, but he's in the right age range still and all that, mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah.
This guy's a little younger, but I agree with you. Melissa Benoist's Girl of Steel. Is that how you say her name?
Benoist. Yeah, Benoist.
That's an annoying name. Listen,
unless it's Benoist.
Maybe Benoist. Okay, Benoist is better. But then Benoist say Melissa Melissa Benoist's Girl of Steel. Like, that's a bad name. You need to go to the courthouse and say, I want to be Melissa Courage, and then here's your new name.
Oh, is your dad the guy who wrote the Star Trek theme?
Yeah. Just swap it out with Cruz.
Cruz, right. We don't have enough of those out there already.
The best one ever is Rip Torn. I don't know if Rip Torn's real name was Rip Torn or not, but whether it's fake or new, or you know, he changed it, I don't care. It's
I'm
the best
curious,
name.
Actually, because I've wondered that myself, if Rip Torn's real name is Rip Torn.
I love that name.
Yeah. I mean, we don't have enough Rips. I was thinking about that the other day, is that you don't hear the name Rip anymore, and you don't hear the name Herb.
Herb and Rip.
Yeah, there's no Herbs.
That's a good point.
He was born with the name Elmore Rule Torn Jr.
Oh, where'd you get the Rip? Just because it sounded funny with the Torn?
I guess.
That's cool. You made the right choice.
Yeah.
Rip Torn.
His dad was also nicknamed Rip.
Yeah, I like that.
So they carried the nickname down.
Okay, so there's some precedence for it. It's not just like him.
His last name's Torn.
He's not like, I just need to make it in Hollywood. I'm going down to the courthouse, eh?
He's a Rip Torn hunter.
This I want to name a dog.
Rip Torn Chieftain.
I want to name a dog Rip. I think Rip is a great name for a dog.
Rip.
Rip, no, get in here, Rip.
Dog names need to be 2 syllables.
They don't respond, right?
Right. Because you have to be able to say it like that. You can't go, Rip. You can. But.
Rip.
Right.
That makes sense. Rip Torn.
Django.
Call him,
see how all that works?
You're right. I just name him Rip Torn.
Rainer.
Yeah, now that you say it, I guess. Izzy. She's outside right now tearing my yard up.
Ah.
Big giant freaking dog. All right. We're going to take a break. We're going to take a break.
We'll take a break.
When we come back, it'll be app time, your Twitter questions, and so much more. Before that, though, a little music with Brian. What do we have?
Yes. This is great, and you can pick this up right now for free from noisetrade.com, and I urge you to do it because it's an entire EP of really, really good stuff, including this track right here from the Max Retrospective album, mm-hmm. well, which was basically assembled specifically for Noise Trade. This is Kevin Max and a very 80s, a very cool 80s vibe. This brings to mind like Talk Talk and maybe a little David Bowie, Depeche Mode. Let me see what you guys think of this. This is a song called Girl with the Tiger Eyes, originally released on the album Playing Games with the, and it cuts off right there, Playing Games with the, whoops.
With the donkey.
Shadow.
Shadow, got it.
Which is the album that just came out this year from him. Kevin Max and Girl with the Tiger Eyes.
The siren cries and pulls the shipwrecks to her side. A dusky boy of shading low trapped him in her winter sights. Like magnets tight, she held him firm there for years without a fight. It's the call of the wild in you, the surrender in my sights. It's a deadly situation, the girl with the tiger eyes. Yeah, it's the call of the wild in me, through all these desperate heights. It's a guilty combination, the girl with the tiger eyes. Humming heat from off the top as we glide on down through town. Pulsing chaos shifts the box. We rocket past those vacant spots. Glitter in the sky so raw. When in her web you cross the miles, her gaze it burns through blackest holes. By her side with breathless style, it's the call of the wild in you and all the desperate lies. I'm tranquilized all night by the girl with the tiger eyes. Yeah, it's the call of the wild in me, the surrender in my sights. It's a deadly situation, the girl with the tiger eyes. It's the call of the wild in you, the surrender in my sights. I'm tranquilized all night by the girl with the tiger eyes. And it's the call of the wild in me, through all these desperate heights. It's a complex situation, the girl with the tiger eyes. 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 Tiger, tiger, burning bright in the forest of the night. And time
have a definition for cuck. You want to hear what it is?
Yes, I do.
Cuck, C-U-C-K, a demasculated millennial liberal male who often speaks of white privilege and modern feminism, blames white men for all of the world's problems. Example, there goes Chad again with the megaphone telling everyone that he's a vegan. What a cuck.
never heard that term before.
Yeah, it's totally new to me. So whatever, man.
That's funny.
People are, you know what did it call all this comes down to?
What's that?
People are dicks.
Yeah. Yeah. All hey, right. What'd you think of that song? Rad, huh?
I liked it a lot. It was very Bowie-ish.
Yes.
Which I like.
A lot of people in the chat room comparing to Bowie and Peter Murphy, OMD, Aha.
Peter Murphy. I love Peter Murphy.
I did too. Yeah.
What was the band he was in before that?
Bauhaus.
Bauhaus. Oh, yeah. So good. Man, that was the new wave of my teen years.
All that lineage through like Love and Rockets and Tones on Tail and David J. There's such a great tree right there with Peter Murphy and Bauhaus and all that stuff.
It was a good time.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to go live it again.
Okay.
But instead I'll play this right here. This is a little clip of a song that we like to play when we're going to talk about apps that we're using. So everybody sit back and listen because this is App Slappy time.
App Slappy.
All right, that means time for apps. We've been playing with some apps.
We have been.
Brian, I'd like you to go first. What are you using?
Well, I just turned it on, actually, and started playing it. This is so cool. All right, so this is one that's been around for a while, I think, maybe even for 4 years. And I'm looking it up right now because I know when I went online to go look for more information about it, There's a Reddit that's like 4 years old or something about it, and might be something different. But anyway,
okay.
It is a city building farming game. I was looking for something kind of similar to a Kingdom for Keflings. If you remember that Xbox game.
Oh, yeah, that was a great game.
It was a lot of fun, and you'd have this big dokey version of you walking around, and you'd get your minions to do things by whacking them and putting them in place. You pick them up and just, they're like dangling with their legs and stuff. This is more of a city building game, kind of along the lines of, it's like if you stuck Animal Crossing inside SimCity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
I've heard about this one too before.
It's cool. Oh, say, so it came out in October 2013.
Mm-hmm.
Been around a while. It's on Android, iOS. It's even available. There's a Mac OS version of it, so you can play it on your desktop, I guess, or play it within Facebook. I'm not exactly sure, but it's just fun. I mean, you've got a little plot of land, you're farming there, and as you do farming, you fulfill orders, you're building buildings, and you've got a little fast food restaurant and a grocery store and a bowling alley, and that lets you put more people in your town. And I don't know. There's just something very addictive, and this satisfies a need that there's always got to be a game in my life that's like this, right? Mm-hmm. Where it's like, yeah, log in, let me do the farms and get on with my day.
Right.
And right now this is filling that. It's graphics are great. And this is by Playrix, and we've done a lot of Playrix games, you and I, before. The, those games where you got to complete the level by, building 6 houses, collecting 9 stars, putting flower beds and upgrading them to chalets and stuff like that. Do you remember that?
I remember that. What was that called though?
Kingdom something or
Kingstown. I don't know.
Something like that. Anyway, same company that does that. And so the graphics are really good. They figured out how to make really clear icons and not make it look cheap and crappy. Mm-hmm. And this is a fun game. It's free download. Of course, it's a freemium game, so you can buy additional things to help you get through the game. But I don't think you need them. You know, I mean, there'll be some slowness in waiting for some things to complete, but I kind of like that. I feel like in those games, if I spend money and I buy the stars or the coins or the gold or whatever, then I feel like some of the fun of the game is taken out for me. Cause like, oh, I don't have to wait for that. Click. Mm-hmm. I don't have to wait for that either. Click.
Yeah.
And, so
I do like, I do, I like a good old fashioned, you know, let me just let regular time pass. Don't give me a bunch of fake boosters. Like, well, you could have it in a week.
Yes.
Well, what if I give it to you real quick? If you spend some, Goo Goo Berries or whatever the shit is.
Exactly.
Once in a while, just don't give me that, you know?
Right. So the game is called Township. Like I said, available on Android. I came late to the game, people. I'll admit it. Came late to the game. And it is, I think it's a lot of fun. All it's right. Township, and it's from Playrix, and it's free.
It sounds all right to me.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you about a little game as well.
Tell me about a little game.
This one's called, I'm going to turn the volume up so you can hear this. This
always is called, always a favorite, getting to hear the noises.
Boom Boom Football.
Okay.
Here's a crowd. You hear that crowd?
I hear that crowd.
Oh, they're so excited. So here's the deal. It's this football game. As you might imagine, there's football in Boom Boom Football.
In Boom Boom Football, there's actually football, okay.
Big-headed, goofy-looking players, non-NFL teams. You name your own team. I'm the GURPS. Okay.
Of course. Good.
And you play other people as well as AI, and there's tournaments and all sort of stuff. But they have boiled the game down, not into a actual football game where you're running plays or doing anything like that. It is a collectible card game where you unlock player cards and try to build a better deck all the time. Hmm. And then you take this deck into play and you run plays with the deck. And depending on how much more powerful your running back is compared to their defender, you'll have a certain higher or lower chance of completing the play.
Okay.
And you'll always have a chance of completing the play, always. But there's like a little pie chart that pops up that you're supposed to click. And if you hit it and it spins like Vegas style, like a
slot machine.
Yeah, well, what's something that spins?
A roulette wheel.
Yeah, like a roulette wheel, or even like the Wheel of Fortune spinning idea.
Okay. Sure.
You want it to stop, you know, somewhere on a good thing and not on a bad thing. Well, in this case, it's just really two things. The good part of the pie and the bad part of the pie. And the more powerful you are, the smaller the slice of bad is. And the better and the worse you are compared to their defender, the bigger the dead space that you don't want to land in, and the smaller the little green space you want to try to land in to complete the play. And if you complete the play, your guy will do a really great animation of him running through the end zone with the ball. He caught it and got it, and you get a point, and it's, you know, you're now it's 7-0. Does scoring like football. If you lose, then you don't get anything. And if they score, obviously you lose, you know, they get a point and you don't. There's only like five of these. There's five stages. They're all different plays. One's a kickoff. One's a pass from way downfield into the end zone. Another one is a defense play, but they're all mixed up every time. And it's kind of random who you're put up against. Then you unlock money and cards. You can use the money to boost existing cards and improve them, level them up. And you can also get cards that are just coming to you kind of like loot. And you're like, oh, I got a level 45 quarterback. I'm going to swap him out for the level 20 poopy one I have now. And now you got a better deck and you go on to your next fight. Now, it's not that different from, I played a hockey game like this. There's that supercard WWE wrestling game that's like this, mm-hmm. where your wrestlers just get better because you get better cards. The same kind of concept. But this is so refined and so well thought out and so much easier to get into than those games are. I'm not even that big on like a portable sportsy kind of game necessarily, but this thing has me by the ween.
Really? That's funny. Yeah. I mean, it is a...
it's really good.
I mean,
it's
funny because it is a sports-based game.
It is. It's very much... And I like football. I mean, I like... You know, I used to buy Madden a lot before they became the only place you could get football, and then it pissed me off, so I kind of boycotted it. But I like sports games. I like hockey games a lot, video games, for example. Right. I love, you know, the NFL season. I really dig the playoffs and the Super Bowl. I mean, I'm into it enough to say, yeah, I'm a passing fan of sports. Mm-hmm. But this is just weirdly, like, looty and hooking me in, like, ooh, you got a better card than you had last time for your fullback. Why don't you swap him out and sell that guy, or use him to boost another card. So you destroy cards to boost other cards. You can sell them to make more money. Like, there's all those little things in it, but they've refined it down to the stuff that I like and got rid of all the crap I don't like in these kinds of games. Also, if you've got a card that's just straight up better than one of your cards, you don't have to guess and go search through 500 cards to find him. It just says, hey, by the way, you got one you might want to swap. It just tells you. Well, cool. Thank you. Smart. That one's better. That's... Swap. Doom. Done. I don't have any connection to these cards. I don't care. And right. Then if it's got one that can be evolved or whatever, it lets you know. If you want to have a manual fight with another team, you can do that. Or you can hit auto and let it basically fight itself out. That way, you know, you're kind of throwing yourself to the random a little bit. But if you're in a hurry, you want to finish this tournament or whatever, you don't have to dink around and play every single match. The other thing is, what was my other thing? Oh, it takes your cards and automatically lines up with the best possible matches for who you're facing. So you don't have to sit there and go, well, if I want. Now, I can do it manually, but I don't have to. So if you want to be a total nerd about this, you can sit there and go, well, yeah, he should go against him and, you know, and do all these matchups. Crafting,
right, yeah.
But if you just want to go in, just say auto, it'll go line them up, the best numbers they can, and then you go play the game. Now, here's the other nuance I didn't mention before. I mentioned the circle, so when you press, it comes up on screen for limited times. You got to hurry up and get it. You're just going to miss the play. So you tap it. And then the little spinner goes, stops, and then hopefully you're on the green part of the pie and you get a point. If it misses, you don't. There are also two more of these, one that's kind of medium-sized ball and another tiny, tiny purple ball. Sounds like I'm talking about my sex life, but I'm not. And these appear on the screen also, but they're moving at different rates and on different parts of the screen, and they're smaller, and they're only on the screen for a much shorter time, the smallest being the one that's barely on screen at all.
Okay.
If you get those, you get a big chunk of extra added to your pie in order for the thing to land on it.
So what I'm visualizing is something like they have in golf games where you've got a little dink going back and forth and you hit the button right when that little dink is pointing to the thing in the middle.
Yes, it's like that except for you it's still a little bit random.
Right.
You still have to hit it and hope that the dial stops on the place you want.
Okay.
But the thing is, if you've got a really good player, you've got like a 75% chance of winning because you have 75% of this pie available on the spinner. But if you have a crappy mashup and you've only got like a third of the total pie that's a winnable space, and you hit the little purple one instead, and you're fast enough, kind of like it's a very twitch reaction, but if you can hit it, it adds this huge, big, extra third of pie on your pie. And so now you've got more like half, you're now at closer to 50% or 75% of getting it instead of just 33% of getting it. Does that make sense?
Yep.
And so you have to make these decisions as you go. You're like, well, if I hit the purple one, great. That's going to increase my chances. There's still a slight chance I won't get it. And even then, if I miss it, I'm definitely going to miss the play and I'll lose the point anyway. So like, there's a lot of thinking in that part of it. I adore this game. And it's got a bunch of the free-to-play trappings in it, but they're all pretty mild. You know, buy extra cash so you can boost your cards now, that kind of stuff. But for the most part, you can just play this thing for free. There's tournaments in the single player, big rewards at the ends of those. I got a rad new quarterback out of that. You never feel like you're getting nickeled and dimed. And I like it a lot, like a whole lot. Like maybe of all the recent mobile games I've played, it's the one that's held me the most.
And it's called, what's the name of it again?
It's called Boom Boom Football.
Boom Boom Football.
It's a stupid name.
And is it only phone or is it?
Phone and iPad.
Okay.
Or whatever you want to play it on. And like I'm playing it on iOS. It'll play on there both. Right, it's there. Also on Android. It's just a fine little piece
Boom Boom Football.
Yeah, it's just fun. And it's really good looking. Like that's
I'm seeing these rings. Yeah, totally seeing it.
Yeah, and if you see him, you see it actually playing, it looks really nice. The stadiums look good. It's animated well. Like, it looks like a console game. But it's also real goofy and big-headed doofball-looking dudes. It's like Tecmo Bowl, you know, kind of thinking.
Right.
But it's super addictive, and I think they've got the right formula here.
Cool.
It totally works for me. So I would recommend it, people, and it's free to download, so just go get it.
Totally digging it.
Give it a shot. See what you think. All right, those are our apps for this week. It's time for your Twitter questions. How do I know that? Well, I'll tell you how I know that. This guy said so.
The news tweets.
Want to go bird hunting this weekend?
And you can always follow me on Twitter.
That guy on Twitter lied.
There you go.
Thank you, Tazon Day, guy from Justified, Drunk Scott, and...
And you can always follow me on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Governor Rick Perry.
Rick Perry, thank you.
Yeah, who is... He's got his wagon hitched to Trump's tail end, I'll tell you that. He does. He's all supporting.
Well, that. Until Trump says something stupid, and then Rick's going to be like, oh, maybe not.
We're
already kind of seeing that with Paul Ryan.
Yeah, you'd have to see it real. It'd have to be super stupid, though.
Yeah,
like, for Rick Perry to, like, back off. Like, think what it would take to get Chris Christie to not do it anymore. It'd have to be something major.
Jeez.
Like, you'd have to say... You're a giant fat turd, and New Jersey sucks.
I'm actually going to deport all fat people and donuts.
Oh, wait a minute. I may have I've changed my mind.
I'm going to build a great big donut wall around Chris Christie.
He'll just eat his way out, is the thinking.
Well, all right. That wouldn't work so well.
No. All right. So we're going to do your Twitter questions. These come in to us at the Ask TMS hashtag. Many of you, as soon as Thursday starts, you guys start sending these, which is really great. Mm-hmm. So we really appreciate it. Here are the latest. We got this one from Peter Fisher, who says this. Agent says you need to change your last name to make it in Hollywood. Who would you be? Benoist is taken. Well, Peter, Johnny on the spot over here. Sent that 19 minutes ago.
He apparently did, yeah.
What would you do? Would you be Brian what?
Brian.
If you kept your first name, I guess.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
Adams.
Ooh, Brian Adams.
Yeah, nobody's got that one, right?
I got my first real 16.
And the guy at my street is named Brian Adams, too.
Wow.
Yeah, I got a neighbor. A handyman. Very handy neighbor. His name is Brian Adams. All right, Scott. Brian, Scott is going to go with Scott.
Brian Click.
Brian Click is pretty good.
It'd be something modern and, you know, with it.
C-L-I-Q? C-L-I-C-K?
Oh, C-L-I-Q, yes.
Okay. Right. All right. I'm going to be Scott Ram's Teeth. No, that's not good. That's not good. Scott Duke. Yeah, I want to be Duke. I want a last name Duke.
All right.
Stumpwater Jack says, what news from E3 excites you the most? For me, it is that new Zelda game is incredible. And that Horizons game coming to PS4 is mind-bogglingly beautiful and looks like it plays really well. So of those, of everything I saw, those were the two that jumped out at me.
Because I did not keep up with the E3 coverage as well as I should have, I'm going to say it's the new Spider-Man game from Sony, because I did see the trailer for that, and that does look really good.
It looks super good, too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a lot that looks good. Nick is over his out of his mind excited about that game.
Good.
Stumpwater Jack also asked a follow-up question. What's your top 5 beach/shores? Well, I've only been to California and multiple beaches there, and I've been to... on the East Coast, Florida. Well, of all the beaches I've ever been to, this is going to be kind of cheaty a little bit, but it's a certain part of the Bullfrog half of Lake Powell. But it's a lake shore, so it's kind of cheating. But it's, man, there's some stuff there that is still etched in my mind as the greatest view of all time, and I would go there in a heartbeat if I could. So that's me.
Bondi would be number one for me. Bondi Beach in Australia. Mm-hmm. That was just fantastic when we were out there. I would say Zuma and Huntington beaches I really like.
Yeah.
Went out there with Tristan last time we were out there for BlizzCon.
Oh.
Did Huntington Beach.
I've been there too. I liked that was a nice beach.
Good beach. It's in Neptune, but I can't remember the name of it. We'll say Fort Lauderdale. Okay. I know that's further south than Neptune, but that was really cool. And Wolf, for the last one, I want to throw a shore in there. Oh, duh. The San Jose, or not San Jose, San. Oh, crud.
San Luis Obispo?
No, there's the, not Santa Monica. It's outside of San Jose. It is the beach town. The snail, the banana slugs are the mascot, and they've got a really cool boardwalk.
I have no idea.
Santa Cruz. Oh, thank you, Santa Cruz. Santa Cruz.
Yeah.
Santa Cruz is awesome. I would happily live in Santa Cruz.
Yeah, Santa Cruz sounds all right.
Mm-hmm.
I should mention Cancun's was really nice, but it seems obvious, so I didn't bring that one up.
Sure.
And then the only other one I didn't think about is in the Gulf of Mexico, just off the coast of Mississippi, there is an island called Ship Island. Anyone listening to me who knows where that is, you'll know what I'm talking about. Ship Island is a rad thing because it's away from the mud pit that is the Gulf enough to be like clear blue water. And yet it's still sort of close to everything. It's super, super cool. Ship Island
sounds really cool.
Yeah, that's an awesome place. All right, here's one from Katie Talmo. She writes in often, says, which is better? Frozen custard or gelato?
Ooh.
Gelato. For me, it is gelato. I think I'm a gelato guy.
I'm going to say frozen custard. I think they're both fantastic, but frozen custard edges it out a little bit by being a little bit cheaper.
Yeah, it is cheaper. That's true. No, I think gelato is artificially expensive. I think they just crank that stuff up.
Yeah, right.
It's kind of a rip. Senior Geek, who is in your neck of the woods, says, hi, I'm from Lantronics.
My name's Gary. I'm from Lantronics. A lot of you already know me. I'm in Denver right now.
He skipped all that because I think 140 characters weren't enough. So he says, hey, Coverville.
I'm wearing a Hawaiian shirt right now.
He says, hey, he's wearing that in his avatar, I think. Yeah. Says, hey, Coverville, what the heck does no double turns mean? I'm confused, California driver in Denver. What does that mean?
It's as far as I know, and it is, you see these signs all over Denver. And my assumption has always been that, and it's an obvious one, if you've got a left turn lane, that lane can turn left. But the lane next to it can't make a double, like can't go left as well. Like it's not a double left turn lane.
Oh, because the two go, I see what you mean.
Yeah, no double. That's how I've always translated that. And it's okay. Funny because I see that sign all over the damn place here in Colorado. Mm-hmm. And
you must have a ton of those where they veer off in two lanes like that or something, right?
Yeah.
That's why they have a reference for it. We have less of those here, I think.
Yeah, it seems obvious. Like if you're not in a left turn lane, well, sure, you can't make a left turn because mm-hmm. there is a lane specifically for that.
Yeah.
But yeah, the double left. And it's funny because I did a really quick search online for no double turn, and the first thing that comes up is I'm in Denver and I keep seeing these signs all over the place that say no double turn. What the heck does it mean?
See, we have deep fried scones, you have double turns. That's just the way it is. Everybody's a little bit different out there. So senior geek, be very careful. He was from Lantronics, you may already know him. All right. Ida Bloke says, when are you two going to make 3D printed bobbleheads of each other?
Oh, as soon as we can. I've actually already asked Scott, I think a while back, for like a sketch of me that I can turn into a 3D model. Like,
and I got that right over to you. You had it immediately.
Did you already do it?
No. I'm making fun of myself for never
doing it. Well, because then, you know, you poke fun at yourself for what you consider to be a flaw, and immediately it goes into what my flaw is, which is, sometimes I get that stuff and I just completely lose them.
Then we're perfect for each other, never actually getting this done. But I wouldn't mind having a bobblehead of each other. That'd be really cool.
I think that'd be great. And even if we don't design it, somebody out there could, and we'd make the first one off the line. My 3D printer is down right now.
Oh, no.
I need a new hot end, baby. We need somebody to describe that scene in Pornhub.
What is the hot end on a printer? I don't know what that is.
The hot end is basically where the goo gets extruded out. The extruder is the hot end. Well, the extruder is the whole device. The hot end is just that bit where the plastic goes down and is forced out the little tube.
Like the little metal tip?
The metal tip and the stuff that's all around that heats up the filament.
So you're saying just the tip is what you're saying is just the tip.
It's just the tip. That's the part that needs to be replaced. BQ Witbox is based out of Spain. Uh-huh. So in ordering this thing, I have to order from Europe and pay euros and probably wait a couple of weeks. And the bummer is that I actually had an order on 3D Hubs today. And I had to tell the guy, I'm like, I'm waiting on a new part for my printer. If you don't want to wait for me, I'll refund your money. You can go somewhere else. Mm. So we'll see. But we'll see. So
that's right. Chat room. I said just the tip. That's right. You guys heard me. Just the tip.
Yes.
Well, good luck with that. We just got ours working again. It was down for a while.
Oh, really? What was the problem with yours?
One of the extruders, because it's a dual extruder type, one of them would just not unclog.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought maybe we were starting to wonder if it was a heat thing, but we ended up getting it out and it's all.
Yeah, that is what the problem. I mean, this one's just, it's not putting out a consistent thickness, a ribbon of plastic. Mm-hmm. It's like doing a very blotchy, goopy. And I think there's something stuck in there. And I've tried using the little metal pokey deal to try and poke it out and I can't, it won't do it.
All right. Here's a question from Sean Cox, who says, what would your Overwatch ultimate be and what would you shout when you activate it?
It would be Mexican food for everybody and I'd say Taquito Grill.
Taquito Grill, exactly. I don't know what mine would be. Like, I'm trying to think what my ultimate would be. Like, what would it actually do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I know. It would shoot a bunch of microphones at people.
I was going to say mine would shoot a bunch of CDs at people. Okay, so I'm going to do a different one.
Okay.
Mine would, it would be kind of like the sound wave thing that dropping the bass or dropping the beat that...
Lucio
does. Yeah. But it would be like, it would frazzle all of your equipment. So all of your HUD display and all of your visuals would go kind of hazy for all the enemies.
Yeah.
And I'd say...
Here comes another cover by Michael Bolton.
All right, I would yell, instead of drop the beat, I'd yell drop the mic, or, I'd yell, is my microphone buzzing? Or something like that, and then just send all these mics out. Some podcaster problem.
It'd be like, oh, hold on, Skype.
Hold on, Skype. Yeah. I would just throw a bunch of, I don't know, nice. A bunch of error messages at them.
Right.
In the movie, here's a dark question. Chuck B63 says, in the movie WALL-E, how do you think the Axiom dealt with their dead? Do you think they Soylent Greened them?
So these are all the big fat roly-poly people.
Yeah, the people right? up in the Axiom yeah. ship that was, you know, hundreds of
remember.
Years.
I do remember it was called the Axiom. That's funny. Yeah. They made Slurm.
So yeah, basically Soylent Green. Yeah. Right. Oh, I love that Slurm episode where she has to drink her own Slurm out of the back end of her. Oh, it's so gross. Brian, did you know, says Chad, last Thursday behind your back, Scott called you pause for effect Ryan. I don't remember that. Really? Did I? I don't remember that. When did I do that? That's on the funny. Show?
Thursday. So it was when I was out in Vegas.
Oh, well, so you know, it was probably during... one of my things where I went. So anyway, I probably did that.
Right. Yeah. I mean, the whole episode you were calling Justin Brian. It would be like, well, Justin. And,
I do that all the time.
And Wendy kept calling him Robert.
Yep. She called him Robert through the whole segment. And later she sent me this email. She goes, I feel so stupid. I said, don't feel bad. She no. says this because he reminds her of Robert Downey Jr. That part's more weird than any of it.
Yeah, that's the she's been out of the country for too long.
Yep. Too many silky white see-through people in her life. She needs to get back home. Here's one final question, and here's what
compared
it is.
Compared to the Swedish, we all look like Robert Downey Jr.
It says this. Well, let me skip ahead over here. That one's not very good.
Okay. No, you should say whose it was that wasn't very good. No, you shouldn't.
Oh, this is horrible. I got to show you this off the air. Okay. I'll do that later because that's awesome. All right. Final question. Katie Talmo once again says, what would be more exciting to you, an Overwatch animated series or a StarCraft live action movie?
Oh, wow.
Overwatch animated series.
Overwatch
question.
Animated series. Yeah. I can't argue with that. I mean, especially I want both. If it's done just like the current animation that Blizzard has been putting out.
Yeah, and if we're in a world where I can have both, let me have both. Mm-hmm. Not both. But
wow,
both.
Look at you with the L-free both.
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 Both. Many Bothans died. Bring us this information. This other one I'm just going to send you real fast because you're going to like this. So hold on.
Are you putting it in Skype or are you putting it
in? I'm going to put it in. How do I link to this? Okay, link to tweet. Wait, how do you... You know what I'm going to do? Here.
What you going to do?
I'm just going to send you a screenshot of it.
Okay.
Because this is quicker than figuring out why Twitter won't use some standard ideas on sharing shit.
The guy on Twitter lied.
I'm going to send this to your... to your text, actually.
Okay.
So you'll get that on your phone. It's really...
Just came through and... clicking.
Yeah. It's kind of gross if you think about what it's...
Oh, no.
What it kind of represents.
It's going to load. Yeah. Loading from your Dropbox. Uh-huh. Oh, there we go.
Yeah. That's horrifying.
I think that is the greatest thing ever.
That's really bad. What's her name? Chloe Mertz, or what is it?
Chloe Grace Moretz.
Moretz, that's it. And Hillary Clinton comparing donuts. That's rough. I don't want to. That's all I'm going
to
say.
Well, that's all you need to say. And it's, oh my God.
Yeah, I didn't even like ignore the question completely. It's all about that photo. That's really bad.
Yeah. There's no caption necessary.
Yeah, like none needed. So bad. I don't know how they did it. Maybe that's been Photoshopped. I don't know.
Like, it doesn't look like it. Well, maybe. There's,
It might be. It's a little fuzzy there in the middle there.
Right. Yes, in the bottom middle of Hillary's donut, it's a little fuzzy.
Can I say exact quote just now? In the bottom middle of Hillary's donut, it's a little fuzzy. That's what you said out loud.
That's the new campaign slogan.
That's pretty good. Fuzzy donut with Hillary Clinton. All right, we're done. Let's get out of here. Thank you all for being here. It's our PM edition, complete and complete. And that means thank you to everybody who supports us at patreon.com/TMS. It is there for which you go and provide your contributions that help the show stay on the air and keep this fifth episode alive. So thank you guys so much for that. It means a lot. The show is co-broadcast on alphageekradio.com for audio and video listeners, as well as diamondclub.tv. Big thanks to everybody involved in that. Frogpants.com/TMS is our website. You can call us. Leave us voicemails at 801-471-0462. You can send emails to themorningstream@gmail.com, and you can follow us on Twitter. I'm at Scott Johnson, Brian's at Coverville, and the show is at Morning Stream.
Nice.
That's it.
Yeah, I don't... Judging by the way both of them are holding those donuts,
yeah.
I don't think either of them are going to eat those donuts.
No, I don't think so either.
I think Chloe's got to, you know, maintain her Hollywood fighting weight.
Yep. Yep.
And
Hillary's got...
And Hillary just doesn't want a picture. He doesn't want Trump to get his hands, his little tiny Ken doll hands, on a photo of Hillary eating a donut.
Yeah, I think you're right. By the way, I have a neighbor named Hillary who is terrified of the prospects of her becoming president, because she doesn't want to have a name that is the same as the president's, because then it's annoying for 4 years or more.
You know, we'll bring my Uncle George on here and he can talk her off the ledge.
Yeah, wasn't so bad with George W. Bush.
Mm-hmm. We had a bunch of Georges all in a row. Well, not all in a row, but all very close to each other.
Who had the weirdest first name? Lyndon?
Lyndon's? Yeah, Lyndon's pretty weird.
Who else? Who had the weirdest one? James Polk. Polk's a weird last name, but not first name.
Yeah, James is a pretty boring
first name. I can't think of a good first name. Mitt would have been the cake.
Rutherford.
Mitt would have done all of it. But Rutherford, that's a good one. Rutherford B. Hayes.
Yep.
Who else you got there? You got John Adams. You got John Quincy Adams.
You don't see the name Franklin very much.
Franklin D. Roosevelt.
Right.
Teddy.
Teddy. But it was a Theodore.
Theodore, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of anybody else. I can't think of anybody else.
Oh, Millard. Millard Fillmore. That's a great one.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
But I think Mitt Romney would have taken the cake.
Mitt Romney. I don't know. Lyndon.
Lyndon Mitt.
You don't hear about Lyndons these days.
No, we have a town near us called Lyndon, so it always sounds kind of normal to me.
Where is that in relation to St. Squab?
No, it was St. Squib.
St. Squib.
Far. It's far from St. Squib.
Oh, Barack. Yeah, thank you, F.
Oh, yeah, Barack.
WG Mills. Good point, Barack.
Hold on. Sorry. Hands down, we have a winner.
We have a president named after a Mortal Kombat character.
What am I thinking? Duh. It's the weirdest name in presidential history.
Yeah.
It's Barack. Ulysses, yes, sure, but there's some classicalness to that. Barack is way out of there, man. What were we thinking? Of course.
Oh, Grover. Man, we've had a lot of goofy named presidents.
We have. I still say Barack wins. That's the goofiest name of all. But Grover's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, there's all that. Hey, let's get out of here with a song. Do you have a little final note to take us out on?
I do. Great. And it's a request, because we like our requests, and I have to click the button here to see the request, because I didn't have that in front of me. Yeah, this one comes from Dustin Anderson. Says, I figured since no one I know will request a song from me on my birthday, I better just get off my butt and do it myself. June 17th is my birthday, but since it happens to land on a Friday this year, no TMS on my birthday. I was actually born on Father's Day all those many years ago. As a child of the 80s, I loved listening to music. This song brings me right back to my childhood. If you can't get the song I've requested, or you know of a better cover, please, oh mighty Brian, master of covers, please pick something we all will love. You haven't disappointed me yet. I'm always listening. Signed, Dustin Anderson, who says, thanks, guys. All right. So, yes, this one is, it's a tricky one to find, but I've got it. And you can only find it on an exclusive as a bonus track on the Walmart reissue of an album called Extreme Behavior. And that's where I got it. It is the band Hinder, and it's a cover of Eddie Money's Take Me Home Tonight, which features Ronnie Spector.
Yeah, Ronnie Spector. I almost said Ronnie Cox when you said that.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Stop that. Oh, my baby. My darling.
When I got to say something about this song, there's a line in this that goes, I feel a hunger, it's a hunger.
Oh, do they really?
That is the shittiest line in music history.
One of the poorest examples of writing, yeah.
It's so bad.
If that's really the line in there, I'm listening for it now.
I think it's the Take Me. Yeah, this is it. All right, so we're going to play it.
Yeah. I know the line, I feel a hunger. I just didn't know the follow-up line was, it's a hunger.
It is, and it sucks. It sucks. Let's see if they keep it in here or not.
Lazy.
In high school, we used to make big fun of that. Anyway, here it is. Take Me Home Tonight. We'll see you guys on Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you then.
Tries to keep a man awake at night. Are you the answer? I shouldn't wonder when I can feel you at my appetite. With all this power you're releasing, it isn't safe to walk the city streets alone. Anticipation is what I'm feeling. Let's find the keys and turn the engine on. I can feel you breathe. I can feel you. And I hate to sleep alone. I need some company, a guardian angel, to keep me warm when the cloud wind blows. I can feel you breathe. I can feel your heart beat faster, faster. And take me home tonight. I don't wanna let you go till you see the light. And take me home tonight. Like a rhyme of sun. Be my little baby. Be my little baby. It's a hunger. Wow! Take me home tonight. I don't wanna let you go till you see the light. Take me home tonight. Listen, honey, just like a line of sun. Wow! Take me home tonight. I don't wanna let you go till you see the light. Take me home tonight. Listen, honey, just like a line of sun.
Part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.
Really, really.